Bavabasra Perek Tes Mishnah Tes. Similar to the previous Mishnah, we're going to be discussing a scenario where a house collapses and two people die, and it's not clear who died first, and depending on who died first is going to be the determination of who gets the estate of one of the parties. An important factor to be aware of in this Mishnah is that a man inherits his wife, but not the other way around. Therefore, the Mishnah says, "Nafal habayis alav ve'al ishto." If the house collapses upon a man and his wife, and they both die, but we don't know who died first, and the yorshi habal omrim, so those who inherit the husband, they will claim ha'isha mesa rishona. We would say that the wife died first, v'achakach mesa bal, and then the husband died. So what happens, and that's if that were to have happened, then the husband before he died inherited his wife who died first, and then those who inherit the husband would be able to inherit also the wife's nechasim, her property as well. Now yorshi ha'isha omrim, however, those who inherit the wife, their claim is going to be habal mes rishon, the husband died first, v'achakach mesa isha. The husband died first, and now there's no children in this scenario. So the husband died first. He didn't inherit the wife. The wife, therefore, her nechasim, her property, will go to those who are related to her, who inherit her. So what happens in this scenario? So Beishamai Omer, Beishamai maintains Yachloku. You divide it equally between the two parties. They both have an equal claim. Veshil Omrim, Veshil, however, distinguishes between the various types of nechasim, the types of properties that she owns. So the first thing they say is nechasim b'chezkasin. Nechasim here is understood to be referred to the nechsei tzon barzel. Nechsei tzon barzel are properties that the woman brings into the marriage, but the man takes full responsibility for them and writes the value of them into the ksuva. And these are understood to be nechasim that both parties have a relationship to, and therefore nechasim b'chezkasan would be divided equally between the two. That's the way the Mefarshim understand this statement of Beis Hillel. Ksuva, but the right of ksuva, the standard amount of the ksuva, that's 100 for a widow, 200 for an unmarried woman, that is b'chezkas yorshi habal. That would default, and the assumption be to those who inherit the husband, because the husband is the one who is the present owner of what would have to be paid out. Those properties that come in with her and go out with her, that's what we call nechsei malug, which are properties that fully belong to the wife, but the husband, as long as they're married, is able to enjoy the peros, the fruits of those properties. Those things are considered to be in her domain, and therefore they're b'cheskas yorshi ha'av. They are assumed to belong to the inheritors. We say literally say the father here, but it really means yorshi ha'isha. The av referring to the father of the woman. The reason it says av is actually because a similar language is used in a Mishnah in Yevamos, and that's where it says yorshi ha'av. But it really means yorshi ha'isha. They would get those nechasim.